So why is this the case? Why are retail settings gaining such popularity among healthcare? Well, there's really two primary reasons. Number one is the one we've previously discussed, and that's the shift in healthcare delivery paradigm. So it's now the increased convenience and accessibility of the patient. So getting out to where it's more convenient for the patients to drive right up to the clinic, walk in, not have to park on a hospital campus and find their way through a medical office building. That shift in that healthcare delivery paradigm is one of the reasons why we're seeing this. And the second is totally unrelated to healthcare, but it's really the decline in the demand for traditional brick and mortar retail. While just as healthcare providers are finding more convenient ways to deliver healthcare services, so have retailers found a more convenient way to deliver retail goods. And how is that? That's obviously through the internet, e-commerce. So what that has caused in the retail industry is a vast reduction in the number of available anchor tenants. When you think about 10, 15, 20 years ago, and all of the anchor tenants that you had in these regional malls and power centers, you had your department stores, your big Walmarts, your Targets, your Nordstroms, your JCPenney's, your Sears, you name it. Well, look at it now, and the universe of those anchor tenants has shrunk dramatically. I mean, probably in half. When you look at where it was 10 years ago to where it is today. The other phenomenon we're seeing as a result of e-commerce is that even the tenants that still do have brick and mortar retail presence are taking a lot smaller spaces. They're, in a lot of cases, they're using that as really more showrooms, but they're still trying to drive sales through e-commerce. So the brick and mortar retail industry is going through an existential crisis right now. And all you have to do is look at the fate of what's happened to many regional malls across the country to understand that that is the case. So with this vast reduction in the number of available anchor tenants that are out there, and all retailers requiring fewer locations and less space per location, retail tenancy has rapidly declined over the last 10 and really over the last 5 years. And certainly COVID has even increased that even more. So what that has retail landlords looking for ways to fill the void. What do they do with all of this orphan space? So healthcare uses, have long been locked out of prime retail locations for a couple of reasons. Number one, the cost of the real estate. And number two, there have always been restrictions in a lot of cases prohibiting healthcare uses from going into retail spaces. But now these healthcare uses don't look so bad to landlords. So it's really kind of create what I would call a marriage of convenience. You've got these unrelated factors between healthcare providers looking for good real estate convenient to their patient population and retail landlords looking to fill their orphan space in their retail malls and shopping centers with non-traditional uses. Both of them have decided, hey, this looks pretty good for us. So why are healthcare providers flocking to retail centers at a time when brick and mortar retail is in decline? I think a brief review of the historical relationship between retail and healthcare may help shed some light on this. For years, retail landlords really didn't want healthcare uses in their centers. Their legal documents often specifically precluded healthcare as a prohibited use, along with other undesirables like massage parlors, secondhand stores, bowling alleys. If you look at go back 20, 30 years ago and look at the shopping center list of prohibited uses, healthcare would be right there among the top of them. Why is that? Well, there were a lot of reasons given. Number one, the retail landlords didn't want sick people coming in and mixing with their healthy people. They thought it was bad for the shopping center. The parking was always an issue that was cited, that the healthcare uses were parking hogs. People would come and stay there for a long time, but not really shop Remember, retail tenants or retail leases and landlords rely in large part, in many cases, on percentage rent from their tenants. Well, healthcare uses don't pay percentage rent. The retail uses do because it's based on sales. So they didn't want them for a variety of reasons. And then finally, they just said, well, it just doesn't really fit the desired tenant mix. Medical space was not conducive to people staying for the afternoon and shopping in multiple stores before leaving. So, you know, what's changed from then to now? From the retail landlord's perspective, each of those factors that made healthcare an undesirable use before still remains. The only thing that has changed is that the universe of retail tenants has contracted and e-commerce has fundamentally changed the brick and mortar retail environment. And by the way, this isn't only true for healthcare uses. Not only are you seeing more healthcare uses in the retail environment now, but you're seeing a lot of those other former prohibited uses, like massage studios. I mean, look at the massage envy. I mean, it's hard to find a strip center now without a massage, national massage, quote, retailer there now. You're also seeing, you know, bowling alleys and entertainment venues that are populating the malls and shopping centers as landlords try to figure out how do we fill this void that's been created in the retail world. What they're trying to do is they're trying to do it with more services and more experiential uses to get people, drive people back to the retail centers.